The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What is taint?
And teabag, as Bobcat calls us, or blood and tear gas. That's on another show. Yeah.
Those guys are hardcore.
Yeah, they are. Dan Cummins going to phone the program. Comedian Dan Cummins, due to be at the Omaha Funny Bone in September. We'll find that out when it happens. Nick might have a gig coming up. We'll let you know when that happens. You know, not just in his yard, either.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to practice for that first gig, because it could be brutal. Am I thinking? I don't do stand-up, so.
That's one of the things that I miss about stand-up the most, is like, you practice. Never know.
Yeah.
Even like two shows in a night, you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
Sometimes it goes great, and other times it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't go well just for the beginning.
Plus,
I would think if you're an audience member at your first comedy show,
you got to give everybody a break because you're out and about. You're finally somewhere after all these months. Well, this month and a half, 2 months, whatever. And go, yeah, it sucked, but, you know, thanks for being here. That's kind of funny, but I'll laugh more. I'll laugh heartily because I'm out.
Yeah, I think once people get out, they want to laugh.
Yeah.
They're going to want to laugh.
Yeah. Your band could suck. Man, you guys suck, but man, you rock.
Man, it's good to be out.
It's good to see, though.
Good to see you guys suck again.
Yeah. I forgot how much you suck.
What the hell, the phone's ringing?
Good to see you.
Like eight lines ringing there. Are we giving something away? Puss is answering phone calls left and right out there.
You looking for caller 9?
Yeah, probably. Don't say that. Don't
really?
No.
He's got a gig where?
That'll keep him busy.
He's got a gig where?
That was it.
I'm there.
The phones are ringing.
How do I get tickets?
Yeah.
It's like somebody uttered the phrase that pays.
Yeah.
And the phones lit up.
That was weird.
No, it's this new phone system we have. If one person calls, it rings for like three times, and then it bounces to the next line.
Oh, is that what it was?
And then it rings for like three times, and it bounces to the next line.
I thought it was caller 9.
It just goes down the line. It's very weird.
Well, that's a sucky phone system.
It truly is.
Yeah.
In many more ways than you know.
They always design stuff for not the user. A lot of times in the radio, it's weird.
Yeah, they never really seek the input of the people who are on the air.
No, they never do.
What would be best for the people on the air? They never ask that.
Yeah, we don't.
Was on this date in 1961, America's first space traveler, a 15-minute suborbital flight aboard the Freedom 7 capsule.
Monkey?
No. Human. Do you have any idea who it was?
Yeah, it was...
America's first space traveler.
John Glenn.
No.
Damn it. Not a monkey.
Human?
A monkey.
Or a dog. It was a dog.
No. This is an actual person, an astronaut.
A monkey.
That you have heard of before.
Yeah, I thought I messed up. Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm just going to, yeah, it's Alan
Shepard. No. Oh, damn Alan it. Yeah. Shepard. I was on tip my tongue. A monkey.
No, it wasn't.
A monkey.
Alan Shepard is the guy.
Yeah, who's not a monkey.
America's first space traveler. Yeah.
Those monkeys
had to be
freaked out.
And they just shot him in the sky, and he hit the, okay, and then pulled the parachute and come back down, right? All right.
15 minutes. Suborbital flight in a capsule. And on this date in 1994, you may remember American teenager Michael Fay.
I don't know that name.
Yeah.
He's the guy that got caned in Singapore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that guy.
For vandalism.
Yeah.
His sentence was reduced from 6 lashes to 4.
Yeah. He spit out some gum or something.
No, he spray painted a car, I believe.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember what he did.
I thought he threw gum on the sidewalk.
I don't think he deserved to be kicked in the ass. So
that's not your loss.
I realize that, but yeah. I thought it was kind of lame.
He had a bad vacation.
Yeah, it could happen anyway.
Not your country, not your law.
No, yeah, apparently that Canaan hurts.
Yeah.
That's why they do it.
It's like taking a whip.
All right. This guy's on the sideline like all of our comedian friends, but he's busy. He's got a podcast. He's
got a special
TV
out there. Yeah. Get Out of Here, Devil, available for streaming on Amazon, Apple TV, and Xfinity On Demand. Dan Cummins joins us.
Hey, Dan. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're just hoarding a lot of meat.
Yeah. What have you been doing, man? Are you who you quarantined with?
I'm quarantined, with my wife out here in Idaho, and then we got the kids too.
Oh, you have the kids? Okay, got it.
Yeah, and I'm able to go to work and stuff too, just here at the podcast. And so, we get out a little bit, and there's we grab takeout. We're still living our life. I mean, honestly, other than touring, pretty much the same. Other than we just get the food and take it home instead of eating the restaurant.
Okay, but when's the last time you were on stage? How long's it been? 6-7 weeks?
Oh man, last show was mid March.
Yes, that's what we talked about. Yep. All the guys we talked to, that was about the same weekend. Where were you? What part of the country were you in when you did that last show?
I was in Huntsville, Alabama. I was in Nashville. I had shows in Nashville like Friday, Saturday, and then a show in Huntsville, Alabama on Sunday. And I mean, thankfully they were super fun shows, but at that time, that was when the news was breaking everywhere.
Right.
And, I remember by the end of the weekend, I pretty much figured that was going to be it for a while.
Yeah, everybody we talked to, all our comic friends, it was the weekend of March 13, 14, 15, and they all describe how the crowds got smaller each night, Friday to Saturday to Sunday, where there's practically nobody.
We can dream. You're going to be you're going to be the Omaha Funny Bone in September. Do you know that? It's on your schedule, by the way.
I'm hoping August, September. I know I've kind of gone to this place where I'm like, well, we'll see. Everything feels so TBD, but I think I'm hopeful that, August, September, we'll be back out there, because I'm definitely not going to be doing a lot of these Zoom shows that some comics are doing. I did one of these Zoom stand-up shows.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, no thanks. Some comics are saying, like, oh, no, they're fun. And it feels like that kind of prison effect, where it's like, you see some girl and you're like, oh, no, not really interested. But then if you're, like, stuck with her on an island for a month, you're like, she's pretty hot.
Yeah, I've been I haven't checked one out, but I'm seeing a lot of comedians. They're not getting a lot of great reviews, and it's not because of the comedian, because all these guys are pretty funny, and women are pretty funny. But it's kind of lays there. You need the reaction, don't you?
Yeah, you need the crowd.
Yeah, it's so weird. I mean, I did one, and I tried to make it goofier by dressing up in a weird outfit, and I had my son on the drums behind me. I was like, oh, let's just make it weird, but it's so disconnected because. The crowd, if you will, like these people in their living rooms or around different places on Zoom, they're just as loud as you are.
Oh.
So it just feels like, it feels like a big Zoom get together with one loud psychotic friend who dominates the conversation.
I got it. So they can, if they start talking, it doesn't, you can't turn them off, can you?
Right. Well, they're either all the way off or all the way on. That's the weird thing. They're either muted, so you don't hear them at all. Or they're on, and then you just hear them, like eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch, on their TV stand.
Isn't that how all Zoom meetings go? There's one guy that pretty much dominates the conversation because it goes on the camera. Whoever's talking gets the camera.
Yep.
But this is also this is Zoom comedy, though, too. And you're not getting are you getting people laughing? Can you hear them laughing if the joke works?
Yeah, you can, but then it's so weird that way too, where. If the signal is just a little bit off, then you get that weird delay in the laugh, and it's like, for stand-up, I mean, it depends on your style.
Yeah.
If you're a storyteller, then I think it's super weird because, you're trying to mask your punchlines anyway and not make them super obvious all the time.
Right.
And then it just makes it so weird. If you're like a joke guy, like a Gilbert Gottfried or somebody who just can tell jokes,
right?
Then... I think it can work a little bit better because then you can kind of sit for a while and wait on that delay. Otherwise, it's pretty surreal.
Yeah, but the crowd is an important element of your timing. It throws everything off without the reaction.
Oh, yeah. So exactly.
Could you tell, does it say exactly how many people are watching you then?
It does. You can have, I mean, that's kind of like, I guess, the cool part.
Yeah.
Is the one I did, I'm glad I did it because it was for charity. and they did have, I think they had 700 or 800 people okay. that signed up and watched it in some capacity. And so, you know, it made a bunch of money for the wait staff at the my home kind of club here nearby in Spokane, Washington. So I was happy to do it for that reason. Next time, I think I'll just donate.
What about this? Does it say, like, all of a sudden, oh, Jim has left the building? Can you see people just leave during your show?
Yeah. You can visually see them. Doesn't say to say it's disconnected, but you can see somebody, like, get up to go let their dog out and go, you know, pee in the yard. Or, you know, there's people walking by in the background. It's so weird.
I did a Zoom show last night. I walked 8 people. That's a badge of honor.
Right.
But you can also.
I want a good time to be like a Zoom heckler. I mean, I don't know what the rules are, but I mean, I guess if you're in your own home, you could beat off or whatever you kind of want to do. maybe you finish when you really like a joke or something. I don't know.
All right. Well, hey, when's your next Zoom? We'll do that for you.
Speaking of that, I'm going to go against my better judgment here and ask you a question that was emailed to me. Somebody mentioned something about, were you watching something called dead fish porn? Do you know what he's talking about?
Dead fish porn. I've said so many crazy things. I don't doubt that I talked about it, but I don't remember dead fish porn.
See, once again, you shouldn't go with the emailer, Todd.
Shouldn't.
Never. They confuse comedians all the time. They confuse comedians all the time, the emailers do. All right. Could have been somebody
else. It does ring a bell. Did talk about it.
Okay.
Oh yes, it does. You know what? I can't. We were talking about porn, and we were talking about something weird, and there was something fishy. So I apologize. Who sent that in? They were correct, but I can't remember what disgusting. And it's probably good. It's so disgusting. It's probably good that I can't bring up what debauchery it was.
Our new Craig's looking at it right now. He went, "Oh, so it must be bad."
I'll just ask every comedian about dead fish porn from here on in.
You got a new special, Get Out of Here, Devil, streaming on Amazon, Apple TV, and Xfinity On Demand. When did you record that?
Yeah, where'd you shoot it?
I recorded it in October in just outside Detroit in this Crowfoot Ballroom. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. I thought it came out well. Comedy Dynamics, they just did Larry the Cable Guy's last one, too. They do a good job.
Okay, that's right. I've heard the name before. Dan, you have the podcast, Time Suck Podcast, and you take a different subject.
Yes,
Nick was saying that, right? You take one subject and discuss it?
Yeah, one subject a week. You know, it's all over the place. Like this week was a heady one, the multiverse theory about parallel universes and all that. But then last week was a cult, the Children of Thunder cult. This next week is a couple of serial killers. It's just true crime, cults, conspiracies, and, I mean, really what historical stuff. It can be anything.
So this one was about, you said one of them was about parallel universe. Does it exist, or you have to be high to listen to the podcast?
That's one of the toughest subjects to think about. It's just so crazy.
Yeah.
When all the possibilities of, you know, what reality could be, and, you know, one of the crazier ones that people like Elon Musk and, you know, people with a lot bigger brains than me
mm-hmm.
talk about is that we're all living in some kind of computer simulation.
That one freaks me out. That
it
one
bends my brain.
Yeah,
hurts my head.
That one hurts, and I don't. I like to say I don't believe it because, but if I didn't believe it, it wouldn't matter because we're living it.
Well, we're unable to wrap our brain around
exactly.
it, so what does it matter?
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Exactly.
It feels like the universe we're in right now is glitching a little bit sometimes. It's been pretty surreal recently.
That's for sure. Tour dates are available at dancummins.tv, but you're not touring, so that's worthless right now. Instagram at Dan Cummins Comedy, Funny Bone, tentatively scheduled in September. So does your wife want you out of the house? Because, you know, you travel a lot.
Yeah, is everybody getting on? All the family getting along?
You know, we're doing pretty good, but it definitely, you know, we're used to me being gone a fair amount of the time.
Right.
And then home, it's like, oh, yeah, I mean, anybody's going to get on your nerves if you're around them all the time. And we definitely had, like, tense moments where, you know, like, we'll just be sitting watching a show, and she'll just be, like, eating some food. And I'm like, I've never wanted to grab that bowl and smash it into the wall. That worse than I have right now.
At least you said the wall, not into somebody's face.
Right. We haven't gotten to face yet. We haven't gotten to, I want to pick her up and throw her through the window yet. But no, I'm sure she thinks that about me.
Oh, of course she does.
Sure, but yeah.
She'd shove your face into a bowl of cinnamon toast crunch.
Why is the guy always the bad guy in this scenario?
Well, in this situation, it's different because comedians, every time we talk to a comedian, it's basically every weekend, Wednesday, hit the airport.
Yeah.
You know, so so I kind of give the woman a break here. Oh, some women go on the road, too, and their men stay home. But once again, I kind of give the women a break because they're just used to that schedule and that guy not being around. And the guys used to being away and just being in a hotel, just having a good time.
I'm just saying that women are capable of being just as insufferable as men.
Oh, I'll bet. You got my vote.
That was too quick, Dan. She might hear this.
Totally for sure. I'm with you on that.
She's used to having the house to herself, you know, like, 2 weekends a month on average, or maybe a little bit more. And so now I'm there, you know, she's wanting to watch her shows and I'm wanting her to go outside so I can enjoy Call of Duty or, you know, something on my time.
That sucks.
I'm getting tired of beating off in the bathroom. You know, I'm used to having a whole hotel suite to enjoy.
I'm letting those go. Yeah. The word beating off is always
Have you thought about having sex? Yeah. Have you asked your wife to have sex? That's always a possibility.
Right. We're having more sex. We do notice that when we don't, we're having more quarantine sex because the tension builds a lot more than it used to when we don't.
Right.
So we're trying to.
Plus, now she knows what you're doing. Now she knows what you're doing in the bathroom pretty much every day. Beating up.
Right. What?
Get out of here, Devil. Available on Apple, Amazon, and Xfinity on demand. Also, Time Suck Podcast. TimeSuckPodcast.com is Dan Cummins' bit there. Hey, Dan, thanks, man. Stay safe. Well, hopefully we'll see you in September. Be great.
Yeah, hopefully see you guys in September, man. Yeah, you stay safe as well. I think we'll be good. Fingers crossed.
All right, let's do
that.
All right,
good in September.
All right.
You take care.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Bye now.
Dan Cummins. Hopefully he sees the funny bone in the studio sometime in September. We'll see.
Yes.
Yeah, I was trying to remember. I was telling
Todd. Have you talked to people that have done the Zoom comedy? I've heard a lot of people just think it sucks. And obviously, he thought it sucked, too.
I've seen him, you know, pop up on social media feeds, but I haven't really looked
at
them a whole lot. Yeah. Well, some of them, I realized, like, wanting to do the release and stuff, but a lot of them, it'll show you, like, on Facebook, it shows you how many people are viewing something.
Right.
And, like, people are going to all this work, and there's, like, six people watching it.
Yeah, this is a charity, and Dan does a decent job with his career, so he had 800 people on that thing. I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see even 60 people, but if you're talking to five people, you might as well just have them over in your driveway.
Right. Yeah, or just call your friend.
With the Zoom app, not everybody can react at the same time, can they?
Well, they're all laughing at the same time.
I think there's a delay.
Yeah, I thought only one person could speak at a time. So you're not talking all over each other.
Well, the comedian should be the guy speaking. Everybody else should just shut up. You're doing a show.
Yeah, but you want to hear them react. You want to hear them laugh.
Well, but not say things.
Yeah, I think it's a mess. Well, in stand-up, you've got to do stand-up. You've got to have a crowd. You have to have a crowd. It can be whatever it is, but it's not like a Zoom stand-up show.
No. And like you said, if you only got, Jim's out of the picture. Well, let's wait for Jim to get back. And you got to wait. Because then there's only four people watching. I want the fifth guy to be here.
Well, sometimes it's hard to keep everybody's attention when they're sitting in front of you.
If
they're all in their living room, that's a lost cause.
Yeah, too many distractions.
All right. Well, hopefully you're out there soon. Yeah. Greg, what does fish porn look like? I heard you go, oh.
I won't look at it.
Yeah.
Don't
bother.
Yeah.
I don't plan on it, but I'll still look at it.
No. Don't bother.
No, it's not even worth your curiosity.
Right. Okay. Here's the problem.
That giantism thing wasn't worth my curiosity either, and I still looked at it. And
yeah,
said,
but this is horrible.
I don't want to see that.
No. Here's the trouble. I looked into it, and you know how you start to look into things, and then you go down the rabbit hole?
Yep.
Well, this rabbit hole is the most horrible rabbit hole you've ever seen in your life.
All right. And I've seen some bad rabbit holes.
Yeah,
I'm not going to look into it.
I clicked on the wrong website.
Yeah.
I can tell you that.
All right.
Clicked on the wrong one with stuff you don't want to see when you Google those words.
All right, I'm not even going to say those words and protect the audience. Fish porn, I think it is.
Dead fish porn.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely horrible.
All right.
Like any kind of porn that has the word dead in front of it, it's probably going to be pretty grotesque.
Yeah, it turns out the rabbit hole, they just leave fish to, they just leave, they leave the fish. That just goes by the wayside. Uh-oh. Let me just say that, if you go down the rabbit hole a little bit more than you should.
I blame Dan Cummins then.
Yeah, please.
No, I blame the emailer.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Please do.
No, I blame me for bringing it up.
Well, yeah. Okay, we'll go with that one.
Yeah.
We blame Todd.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Police in Florida, Sanford police officers responded to a local apartment complex to find 25-year-old Joseph Dolash cutting himself across from a victim with a stab wound. While cops were restraining Dolash, he allegedly began to shout about how Satan was in him and the devil was a worm that would come out of his wounds.
All right.
The victim, found to have been living with Mr. Dolash, was taken to a hospital where he told officers that the man told him he had to stab him to get the devil worm out of him.
What kind of meth is in Sanford, Florida?
Investigators found lots of blood splattering their apartment shortly after, finding the roommate with a large knife sticking out of his chest. So now Mr. Dolash facing charges of attempted murder and sexual assault and battery. I don't know where the sex comes in. Yeah.
That sounds like another rabbit hole we don't want to go into.
I don't know anything about the sex on that one.
All right.
So he lived?
Yeah, everybody's lit.
But there was a large knife sticking out of his chest.
Right. God. Everybody's fine. Everybody's fine. Think nothing of it.
It happens.
That dude needs a new roommate.
Yeah. Where's the worm? I want to know where the worm's at.
He was looking for it.
Yeah, this guy with Satan's worm coming out of his wounds again every day. Do the dishes, man.
I picked the wrong roommate to quarantine with.
That's a knife sticking out of your chest.
Dan Cummins joined us there. Check out the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. The stream's there, too. Patronize the advertisers. Thanks for listening. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Have some, drink today. Drink, all right? God, drink today, all right?
All right. I will.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Stay safe, all right?
Thanks.
All right.
And good night.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.